Welcome to Chodach Sanya. First, want to make mention of the wonderful hosts to the Lifetime Mishpacha and the house, of course, to Chaim Tesoro and to the entire Hecha Mishpacha for opening up their home this Sunday morning for the Ascholos, Ksiva Sefer Torah, Zecha Nishmas, Lilo Nishmas, the Helig Rabbi Chil, Zecha Tzadik Levrocha. It's a Gemaldik as a host to join with such a wonderful Mishpacha and to honor the very dear memory of a truly remarkable individual, someone who dedicated Lev and Nefesh to the Shul, Baruch Nias of Agashmias, for so many years, and of course to whom we are indebted, Me'omek HaLev, for having done so much for the Shul, for having given so much of his time, energy, and unbelievable kochos. And the very least that we could do to be makir tov to this very special person is to fulfill his last request, which was indeed to write a Sefer Torah. So at the same time, to be mekayim divrei hameis, to fulfill his last wishes in writing a Sefer Torah, and to dedicate to this Sefer Torah to someone who gave every ounce of lev and nefesh to this shul for oh so many years. What a gemal yischos that we could come together this morning with this mishpacha hayakara v'chashuva to start a process of Emet Hashem bringing a mehudu dika sefer Torah into the shul, into the Beis Knesses that he loves so dearly, and Emet Hashem being able to learn from it on a regular basis and give gevaldik a kavod and aliyas haneshama to this heilig haneshama and gan eden shamayla mechayel achayel Emet Hashem. If I could share with you two ma'amorim of Rava. Rava tells us towards the end of Maseches Malkus, Dav Chav Beis, Amar Beis, Amar Rava, Kama Tipshi, Sharinshi, Dekami, Mekami, Sefer Torah, Velo Kami, Mekami, Gavaraba. How foolish are people, they stand up for a Sefer Torah, and they don't stand up for a great person. The Reik Siv, the Torah, it says in the Torah, Abom Yakenu, you hit a person 40 times when an individual transgresses a low sasei negative commandment in the Torah. And the Rabbanim came along and they diminished from the count and they said instead of 40 it'll be 39. It's only going to be 39 in place of the expected 40. Rava explains to Moshe Feinstein is not here to tell us about individuals who are avaryonim. His loshonist choice terminology was not that these people are transgressing. After all, of course you have to stand up for a gavaraba. It's a sugya kedusha. But his loshon then should have been that their avrayonim, their reshama, doesn't say that. It says they're tipshit. Explains to Moshe Feinstein why they tipshit. Of course they're standing up, but they're standing up because they think it's the same thing, but they don't recognize. Explains our motion is likutei hashas in the back of his drash Moshe la Torah, that the Talmud Chacham is greater because he guides us, he instructs us how to learn the Sefer Torah, how to interpret. He is koveil the halacha based on the teachings of the Torah itself. Rabbi Chiel Zatzal wasn't just one who read the Torah, wasn't just one who learned the Torah. He was one who lived the Torah. He was one who taught the Torah. He taught it whether he asked him to give a shiur, or even if you didn't ask him to give a shiur. He always had what to contribute if somebody else was teaching, whether in the middle, whether in the beginning, in the end. There was always a vart, always holding by whatever the Maggid shiur was saying. He always had a vart to share. Doesn't matter whether it was halachas, whether it was mishnayis, or gemara, chumash, chasidus. Chasidus, you couldn't stop him. But whatever the mitzvah and tyra, he was someone who lived the Torah, someone who loved the Torah as the greatest love in his life, along with his very incredible family. He was someone we had to stand up for, Alt Tamachocha. But how did he get there? Because Rav himself tells us in Masech HaShabbos, Daf Chav Gimel Mabez, Amarova going with the Girsa, the Gro, Nagos HaGro, he changes the Girsa, Amad Demokir Abonon, Hu gufei havitzur b'mirabonon, someone who gives honor and cover to Tamini Chachamim, he himself will become a Talmid Chacham. That's Rava. How did Rabbi Yechiel Zatzal become a Talmid Chacham himself? Because who gave chashivas to Tamini Chacham? Not only did he love the Torah, he loved the chasidus rabbis, he loved the litvashir rosh yeshivas,
He loved the Makid Shir, anyone who had a vart to share, anyone who loved Torah. He had an appreciation. He was an emistic, a mokir, a bon and mamela, who goofy, have itzumer, a bon, and he himself became a tamachachal. He was that walking Sefer Torah. He loved it. He leaned from it. He read it. He studied it. He knew it bal peh, and he lived it. He was mamish, that walking Sefer Torah. But notice how the terminology of the Gemara is. That's the individual who is a Mokir Rabban and who gives kavod and honor to Tamina Chachamim. Not Stam, he will be Echad Mirachan Mirabbanon, he will be a Tzur Mirabbanon. I heard years ago Ramatis Weinberg say in a Hesped for Yaakov Kalevsky Zatzal from Nei Yisrael the following part. Why is the terminology in Shas when we speak about the young Tamina Chachamim Bedavka a Tzur Mirabbanon? And he explained that Surba is Miloshen Tzareves. Tzareves is a hot, fiery, a burning coal. A young Tam Chochem is the Pshat. He's a Tzur Rabbanon because he's on fire. There's a brand, there's a Slavus. He's excited. We find Yeshua is called a Nar because he's still on fire. A Nar is Loshen Vayinaru as a Mitzrim. Shaking up. He's on the move. He's on the go. He's always on fire. He's flying all over the place. That's a young Tam Chochem. The brand, the excitement, the enthusiasm, the dynamism that he has for Torah, that's a young Tam Chochem. That's a Tzur Rabbanon. I sent him out to Yaakov Kolevsky's outside. That even when Rav Kolevsky was in his 70s, even when he was in his 80s, he was always a Nar. He was always a Tzuber Rabbanon. I think in Akudim Yochedes to Rav Yechiel that we didn't speak about at the Hespedim, we didn't speak about at the Shloshim, but something that when I think about the image, this parsha lends us to thinking about Demus Diyukno. When I conjure up the Demus Diyukno of Rav Yechiel Zatzal, I think about it doesn't matter whether I knew him growing up in the shul, and his 50s, whether I knew him in the 60s, whether I knew him in the 70s, whatever age Rabbi Yechiel Zatzal was, he was taka, a tzuber mirabbanan, he was a tzareves. He was on fire, you couldn't stop him. In davening, up early in the morning, running around, running, moving, nothing was able to stop him until the Eivishter decided, then he yasman, and he dedicated a life, mesivus nefesh, shuto kemashmo, to the shul, to klai yisrael, to this community, befrat. But whatever Rabbi Yechiel did, he was on fire. His passion, his eslavos for his shir. I don't think I ever saw him sitting down in the shul. Except in davening and parts of davening, but whether it's shachas or in chamarav, standing up, by the bima, leaning, shiurim, the shiurim in chamarav, always standing up, any shir that he came to. He was always standing up, moving around. He was a hot, fiery, burning coal. You couldn't get Rabbi Yechiel to sit. Because he was an emistik at Tzulam Rabbanan. He was on fire. There was a passion, a love for Torah. For every word of the Torah Shemachzav, for every word of the Torah Shemalpeh. He was Taka, a Mokra Rabbanan, who was Zocha to the Bracha that Rava says, Ma de Mokra Rabbanan, who Gufe, he himself, Hai, Havitzur Ben Rabbanan, who be not Stamatam Chocham, it's a revis, a hot, fiery, burning coal. That was the passion. Passion that he had for Yiddishkeit, then he had for Torah and Mela. Yes, we stood up for Sefer Torah, but we stood up also for Rabbi Yechiel. And what better way now to honor him? If we can no longer have the schus of standing up for Rabbi Yechiel Zatzal, if we can no longer have the schus of watching him standing by the bima, shuckling by the bima, running back and forth between every minyan 17 times, between every minyan going on to the white shul, from early in the morning until late at night, always on the move, always on the go, always involved in something, and Tyra and Chesed, never stationary, never idle, never saw him relax. And for when I remember the family said he never went on vacation. I don't think I ever saw him sit down and just chill. I think I know some other people like that. He was on fire. That was Rabbi Yechiel. So when we don't have the living Sefer Torah to honor today, when we don't have that living fire of a Talmud Chacham to stand up for today, then at least the Mamali Mokum could be that at least we could stand up for a Sefer Torah in his memory. At least we could get together as a tzibur that loved him so much, that owes unparalleled Akars HaTov to him. We can get together and now honor him and never replace him. But at least we can look to a Sefer Torah given over Le'iloi Nishmaso. And every time we hold the Sefer Torah, and every time we dance with the Sefer Torah, and it's going to be a Leibur D'Gachnos, a Sefer Torah on the White Shul, Beis Hashem Yisbarach, V'siyata D'Shmaya, Be'erach, a year from now, it's going to be Leibur D'Gach. And the Shul is going to be on fire because he taught us how to be on fire. And we're going to lean from it, and we're going to learn it, and we're going to study it. And every time we're going to think of him, and we're going to shuckle, and we're going to be on fire with a passion. The same way Rabbi Yechiel taught us to be for every word of that Torah HaKadosha. So Rabbi Yechiel, we ask you to continue to be a Melech Yosher for not only your wonderful mishpacha, for all your children, your Einik Lach, and the extended mishpacha, but for your shul, for us, who loved you, whom you love so dearly. And Emet Hashem, we're going to dance with this special Sefer Torah that we know your Neshama HaKadosha will be attached to forever. And we're going to dance and lean from it, and we're going to stay attached to you. I'd be a Skolot Tzedek and Baiter until we could see you once again. And Yerushalayim Rakaidash, it doesn't matter whether it's Jerusalem Standard Time or Jerusalem Mashiach Time, it's going to be the right time. And we're going to dance with this Sefer Torah and the White Shul with you when Mashiach comes and we are Zochel Tchias HaMesim Bekarov by the Beis HaMikdash. We can't wait. Please continue to daven for us all. And please accept this small little token of our appreciation of our Karsa Tov, that your memory will be with us forever. And Met Hashem, we hope to give you Nachas and Gan Eden Shomayla. And Mez Hashem Yisbaruch, we'll use it well. We'll be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Skidaboy. He taught us Kavod HaTorah. And Mez Hashem, we will not let you down with Siyata Deshmaya. The show will continue to grow Mechayel Achayel and give you a Heilig and Neshama Nachas. I believe die for many, many happy and healthy years to come. A big Yashkar for everyone coming out today. And again, a special thanks from Omek Libenu to the wonderful entire Hecht, extended Mishpacha, the Leichtungs, for coming together and allowing us this opportunity to join with you and giving a special tribute to a very, very special and remarkable person.